Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
As you've heard here on KMOX, St. Louis City Sheriff Alfred Montgomery was taken into the custody of federal marshals yesterday after prosecutors argued he couldn't be properly monitored under house arrest. KMOX legal analyst Brad Young, partner at Harris Young & Kaiser, joins us for our weekly chat. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Megan.
So Sheriff Montgomery faces a number of charges, including felony charges for alleged witness tampering, and prosecutors pointed to things like a burner phone, questions about the number of guns he has, and accusations that he made threats against people who testified against him. Now, he's not had a trial yet, Brad, but many people are already asking, how can he keep his job at this point? How would you answer that?
That's a great question. The judge has already been asked to remove the sheriff from office. He declined, stating that this case, at least for the what's called the quo warranto action, that's the case being brought by the Missouri Attorney General, Catherine Hanaway, that's set for early November. So the judge decided that the sheriff cannot be removed because the trial is not that far away. Now, having said that, if you look at the federal charges, remember previously Montgomery was only charged with a misdemeanor under state law, but because of his actions in response to that charge, the federal government brought federal charges, witness tampering, witness retaliation, deprivation of rights. And the FBI has phone call recordings of him berating employees, of sanctioning employees, of firing employees, trying to get them to not cooperate with the FBI. And so he was placed on house arrest. But once the judge found out that Alfred Montgomery had a burner phone, at least one, if not more, burner phones, then at that point, the judge decided that he could not be trusted to house arrest with ankle monitoring, and he had to be placed in incarceration in order to control his communications.
Sounds like it was a really interesting hearing, including the fact that his attorneys made a big show of wanting to present their arguments. Was that hearing the proper forum for that?
It was not. Essentially, his legal team, Alfred Montgomery's legal team, was attempting to use this forum yesterday, which was really only to be used to decide whether he would or would not be incarcerated. But they tried to use that as a forum to argue in favor of his innocence, which his innocence really wasn't an issue at this hearing yesterday. It was really only an issue regarding whether he should or should not be incarcerated. But I think his legal team is trying to play a two-front war here, and that's, number one, illegal arguments, but also they're trying to argue in the court of public opinion. And I think the belief here is that if you could sway public opinion, then that would influence the judge in ways that would help Mr. Montgomery. But listen, federal judges, state judges are pretty much immune to publicity, but federal judges are absolutely immune to publicity. They don't care. They just want to know what the law is, what the situation is, how do we apply it to the facts. And I don't think that was the best strategy for Montgomery's legal team.
Let's talk about some things that are expected to happen over the weekend. Communities across Illinois, at least, expected to hold No Kings demonstrations Saturday to protest actions by the Trump administration. If any of our listeners plan to attend, or if they happen to be in the areas where these are happening, what do they need to know about their rights and where those rights start and end?
Well, under Illinois law, Megan, folks can assemble on sidewalks or in parks, even without a permit. The only restriction on that is you cannot block others' access to the park. People can march in the streets. They have to have a permit for marching in the streets, but sometimes that's waived for those spontaneous marches that sometimes occur. Folks can even use amplification. They can use bullhorns, but up to a certain point, cops can come in and say, as long as it's content neutral, I don't care if you're for Trump or against Trump, but there's a limit on how loud you can be. You can also record the police. That's completely legal in the United States. You can pull out your phones and record anything that's happening in the public. What you cannot do, you cannot block any traffic or emergency routes. You can't commit mob action like busting into cars or setting trash cans on fire. You also can't trespass on public private property, or resist the specific instructions by the police related to public safety.
And if you want to stage a counter protest, what do you need to know about that?
Yeah, it's exactly the same. In other words, the rules for protesting is what we call, they're content neutral. It doesn't matter if you're pro or against, whatever it is, the rules are supposed to be interpreted the same way on either side. So the best advice is don't do anything to harm anyone else. You can speak your mind. That's what the First Amendment is for. And also pay attention when police give instructions related to public safety.
If you get arrested, what are your rights?
Well, if someone gets arrested, as I think everyone in the United States knows, you don't have to speak to the police. Anything that you say can and will be used against you. And as always, I would recommend anyone who gets arrested to obtain legal counsel as soon as possible.
All right, Brad, thank you so much. Appreciate your time this morning.
My pleasure.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.